With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So yesterday, mandatory minicamp for the Cowboys. And there's one quote that really stood out. It came from Cole Beasley talking about new wide receivers coach Sanjay Lal. See if this excites you, confuses you, or maybe both, like me. It feels like the first time we're actually being taught how to run routes instead of just naturally doing it. When you get to the NFL and you're supposed to know, stuff is assumed. Lal narrows down step by step. Don't assume anything from basics. I've been real patient at the line of scrimmage in my career. And now there are things I need to do to have changeups, if you will, and different ways to come off the ball and attack. I was a little passive last year, waiting to see what. I got so many different looks. I was waiting to see what they were going to do before I started my route. And I wasn't as good of a route runner because of it. Just firing off the ball and playing fast is what I'm focusing on. It feels like the first time we're actually being taught how to run routes instead of just naturally doing it. RJ?
What was that? I didn't say that one again.
Take it away.
This is what happens when you have a wide receivers coach that lost to Vanderbilt 41-18 while the head coach at Tennessee. This is what happens when you have a wide receivers coach who coached on a stool.
Derek Stoley.
He sat on a stool to coach a game.
Shower prep, shower technique.
This is what happens when you have a wide receivers coach took the entire team into the shower, stripped down as much as you want to report he stripped down, and showed the players with a loofah how to properly wash their body because they had a staph infection outbreak. This is a guy who the Cowboys hired as a wide receivers coach, and Derek Dooley, who took an entire press conference to talk about Rommel from World War II and binoculars on the beaches of Normandy. This is what happens when you hire Derek Dooley. Derek Dooley didn't win at Louisiana Tech. He didn't win at Tennessee. He didn't win here. He won't win at Missouri. Derek Dooley is a great lawyer. That's what he was before he became a coach.
Dooley and Dooley.
His dad was an awesome college football coach. Vince Dooley won a championship at Georgia. His son teaches kids how to shower. Men. Which I don't think is any better. But, you know, this is what they did. He's taught more people how to shower than how to run routes.
Now look, there that's a good point. A funny point.
Thank you.
Maybe an accurate point. Every player is going to like praise a new coach. Like, we'll hear something brand new about Chris Richard, you know, because you want to praise a brand new person. But
yeah, I get that.
When you combine this with the Dez Bryant problem, the Dez Bryant issues, like, I put more stock into this quote. And I'm just not going to kill Derek Dooley here. I'm confused and / disturbed by this. What about Jason Garrett? Jason Garrett has been in the National Football League since 1989. He threw in practice to Michael Irvin and to Jay Novacek and to Alvin Harper. And he has been a coach here for a long time. Jason Garrett should and could be, I hope, a wide receiver coach. So none of you, Scott Linehan, an offensive coordinator since 2002, nobody is sitting here breaking down routes. You have all these mindless meetings, I'm sure, where you're sitting there breaking down every step, X's and O's, patterns, routes, and no one is sitting in the room saying, hey, we're not really running precise routes here. We're doing this the wrong way. That would be like someone coming into this radio station and not knowing how to reset an interview. They're just going to do an interview for 10 minutes straight and nowhere in between say, hey, by the way, we got Mike Fisher on from 105.3 The Fan. Like, elementary basic things, route running, and this was missing?
Yeah, look, I mean, I joke about making fun of Dooley and blaming this whole thing on him. You know,
he was the wide receiver coach.
He was. But, you know, it's not like he's a moron. I mean, he's a smart enough guy. He could have done this. And you're absolutely right. Jason Garrett, any quarterback can do that. You know what a Manning nerd I am? I've seen in, you know, the football life on him, and Brady's the same way. They have gotten out there.
Yes.
And run the routes for the receiver and said, this is how I want you to run the route because this is where I expect you to be when I throw the football.
Every quarterback has to know it as much as the wide receiver. Jason Garrett was a quarterback.
Yeah. So they should.
He's an offensive coordinator.
So there's no doubt that Jason would know what to do. But also, why does an NFL player not know how to run a route? Like, shouldn't, I mean, am I crazy here that an NFL player should know how to run the route?
Do you remember years ago, I asked Jesse Holly to, I'm like, why are we having these Dez discussions about routes? I'm like, show me what I'm missing here with an out route, with a curl, with a button hook, with a post corner. Like, isn't it 9 steps, your feet work this way, you turn your body. Like, you have some semblance on how to run every single route. I'm like, I had Jesse walking us through this in the parking garage. And again, I never played, so I'm not going to pretend like, you know, a couple of Madden games is, you know, the same thing. But I'm with you, Choppy. Like, 3 yards, start running at a slant angle, running up and making the appropriate half turn for a curl, hitch, out, vertical. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Terrence Newman once told me, name drop, when they made a switch on defense from, you know, from one system to the next, he had said, this was in 2010. I think it was 2010. He had said, it's not rocket science. It's football. You know, you don't have to be, and maybe this speaks to how Terrence Newman is still in the league, for crying out loud, that he's a smart enough player to be able to play the game and continue to evolve with the game at his advanced age. You know, this is not like they're asking these guys to figure out why the airplane is dipping to the left or why this thing, you know, they're not with the transportation safety board trying to figure out things. This is not rocket science. They're just running routes, you know, they're just playing defense, they're reacting. And the fact that they're learning how to run routes, they're being taught from, like, children how to go back to the drawing board. Somebody did a criminal job of coaching these kids in high school and college. That's kind of also the other thing. So with Dez Bryant, someone did not coach him up well as a kid. And that's a shame.
I'm just really confused. But if you watched All or Nothing on Amazon Prime, maybe you're not. Now, I took some heat for this, and I'm just going off of, honestly, what I saw. I felt like Gary Brown, who, you know, I personally love, great story, great personality. I thought that Gary Brown and Derek Dooley were basically guidance counselors, appeasers, and I don't want to say, I'm trying to think of a nice word for doormat, but ooh. Basically Gary Brown, in my opinion, went out of his way to appease and make sure Zeke Elliott was fine. Like, Gary Brown realized that Zeke was probably his meal ticket, and Derek Dooley realized that Dez was his meal ticket. So I have major doubts on those guys, and I'm probably hope I'm dead wrong. I have major doubts of those guys cracking the whip and yelling and screaming and coaching these guys hard versus pat on the back. I know you're late, Zeke. I understand it's distracted, but come on now. Let's get it going. And Derek Dooley with some of his Dez Bryant interaction from Amazon Prime's All or Nothing.
No cowboy plays with a bigger edge than Dez Bryant.
Just because you said something, you get viewed as if you're angry. But you're not angry. You just calling out that fact. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I think the key on that, DB, is as long as we're together and we're trying to find solutions to winning, it works. you know, people have always sometimes misconstrued your feelings because they don't know you.
Right.
Right? And you do have an aggressive tone when you're passionate. Right. You do. And it scares people if they don't know you.
Right.
Okay? And that's so sometimes it's that.
So that's the hardest that Dooley coached him. But there's another clip in this show where Dez is very emotional and Derek is like, okay, I'll watch my words. I'll be careful. I'll watch how I phrase myself. What?
Yeah.
You're the freaking coach. Like, tell Dez Bryant what's what.
How would you like me to say it?
Yeah, how would you like me to say it?
Yeah, it's weak.
Weak.
Very weak. Very weak.
Did you get the same Gary Brown impression as me that like Zeke could walk in there apparently half asleep and you know it was just you're the man, no matter what he's gonna come in he's gonna take over I didn't get the sense that he was cracking down on Zeke.
Yeah, here's my thought with that I wonder because we've seen Gary Brown on the field he's an animal like the guy's nuts on the field
yes
he's amazing
yes
and everyone who watches him in the media just absolutely loves Gary Brown's passion.
Yes.
And I wonder if with Zeke, he's like, he understands this is who he is. As long as you're there on the field at practice, you know, just that's what I'm worried about. And maybe that's the case. I don't know.
All right, so yesterday was actual practice. Brian Broaddus has a write-up and recap at DallasCowboys.com. But would David Irving show? Would he come back? He would. David Irving returns after missing organized team activities. His quote, "It feels great to be out there working with my boys. I had a lot of stuff going on in the offseason, as you all know, and I'm working through it the best that I can and put it behind me and focus on the season." Now, Mike Fisher kept talking about David Irving's money. He was going to be very, very cognizant of the fines that would come for missing this week of practice. He risked $84,435 being gone for missing the entire minicamp. So David Irving back, and hopefully he can work his way into a situation to get paid like Tank Lawrence did.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get paid.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a good player.
Yes.
And when he's on the field and when he's you know got his mind right, he's a very, very good player. Let's get this guy paid, assuming they can afford to pay all these guys because with – you know, the Zach Martin deal, and we know who is coming up in 2 years. Let's get these guys paid, though. We're going to have to figure out a way to make it all happen. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know where the money's going to come from. I mean, let's be real. I mean,
your quarterback's not going to get paid.
Of course not, yeah. I mean, he's going to get $25 million. We got to figure out where this money's going to come from.
And Zach Martin out there, Jason Garrett saying, "Oh, we don't know about full practice, but out there with individual drills." So Zach Martin and David Irving return for minicamp. Let's go around the rest of the league. I've been saving a blow-up for Antonio Brown. What the hell is wrong with this guy? Every damn day, he's complaining and crying about something else. Oh, like these cryptic tweets and messages that he's sending out.
Yeah, no respect. A couple weeks ago, he was like, you know, I'm completely void of respect. And then there was others going after Mike Tomlin and Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, Bruce Arians didn't know, you know, the basic you know, things about football when he was coaching here. And Mike Tomlin, you know, sat me in for part of a game. And then this.
Antonio Brown yesterday on being under too much pressure.
Guys, you know, I'm constantly under the pressure. I can't go nowhere and work out by myself. Fans come meet me at the field. You know, I can't do nothing normal. You know, you guys write about me every day. My mom, my kids here. So we have to deal with these type of things, you know. And I started to think to myself, am I really free? You know, I can't really express myself in this game. I can't really tell you guys how I feel. You guys make the pressure to put pressure on me all the time. Am I really free? You know, and I go to asking myself that in regards to taking away time from my kids and everything that's going on. So I had to get away to, you know, free my mind.
What did you learn from that process?
Well, I'm still under pressure. You know, you guys in my face asking me about not showing up to volunteer practice.
Am I really free?
Don't play. Shut up. Don't play. Stop crying. No one loves being a star and attention more than Antonio Brown. No one. No one does. His little Facebook Lives, you don't want attention. You want a Facebook Live, the Steeler locker room, showing up in all your cars and all the flash and all the style, and you are the best wide receiver in football. That's my opinion. But stop acting like you don't love all this attention because you weren't this big draft name. But he's doing this stuff. I wish Mike Tomlin or someone would say, shut the hell up or don't play. This is the third thing he's done in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's some deeper issues with Antonio Brown going on right now.
And Dez Bryant's the problem. And Dez Bryant is the distraction.
Right, yeah. The only difference is that Dez can't play and Antonio can. That's the only difference there. But, I mean, we're sitting here looking. I mean, he can't go to the gym without being noticed and recognized. You don't think about every other, you know, wide receiver who is out. You don't think Jesse Hollywood trade places with you right now? Jesse can go. He can get recognized at the gym. You want to trade places? Mm. He'll gladly take your job.
It better be in his. Where's Jesse live?
Oh, Plano, man.
It better be in the Plano gym. I don't know if he goes like 20 minutes away if he's getting recognized.
You know, well, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, but still, I mean, like, you know, I guarantee you Jesse would sign up to trade place with Antonio Brown right now.
Of course. Of course. So, Antonio Brown, life is so hard and so difficult.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.